Thanks very much, Dylan. I'd like now to welcome our main reader of the evening, Maurice Scully. I once organised a reading for Maurice in UCD to which precisely one person showed up. I've done an awful lot better, and he's done an awful lot better this evening, so I'm really glad that you've all come along to hear his work. Maurice has been working on an enormous project which took him from 1981 to 2006 to produce. This is a project in four parts called Things That Happen. He's recently finished that. Some of those books are available on sale tonight. The first part of Things That Happen, Five Freedoms of Movement, is available, as is the second and longest of those books, Livelihood. Also on sale tonight is Maurice's most recent publication from Dedalus Press, Doing the Same in English, which contains selections made from Things That Happen by the poet himself, and also some new work, which I believe he's going to read tonight. I've just been asked to mention that as well as being able to buy Doing the Same in English, Livelihood and Five Freedoms of Movement tonight, they're also available in Books Upstairs. Also available at our little bookstall behind there is Dylan's chapbook, Europe. So, without too much further ado, then I'd like to welcome Maurice Scully.
Okay. Thank you, Kit, and thank you, everybody, for having me here. Yes. Switch is there. Now, yes. Well, as Kit was saying, many years I was working on a single project, Things That Happen, that is in eight books, and is available at the moment in an edition of four. I think I'll read a little bit from this sample. Can you hear me at the back?
Yes, good.
I'll read a little bit from the opening book of that long work, Five Freedoms of Movement. Five Freedoms of Movement is a book in five parts built around the twin motifs of movement and money. I wrote it a long time ago, but I suppose it's a little bit topical now too. So I'll read this parts of this section, Two Caterpillars. There once were two young caterpillars, Fat Caterpillar and Fatter Caterpillar, that lived on a windowsill under a tree. The windowsill was white and the caterpillars were white and green. And they ate and ate and slept quite happily on the white windowsill under the tree. One day a bankman came to the tree with his money and sat under it balancing a book. But he soon fell asleep and began to dream. And in his dream he saw a bankman falling asleep under a tree with his money and a book and beginning to dream of a man dreaming he was making money out of a book in which he featured quite prominently, under a tree beside a windowsill, upon which were two young caterpillars, laughing, white and green, Fat Caterpillar and Fatter Caterpillar, that dreamed they lived on a windowsill under a tree. You couldn't believe how happy they were. You couldn't believe how fat they were. They were very fat and very happy. Until one day an autumn leaf fell on the Fatter Caterpillar to the sinister snip of scissors, and the day went black like that. How interesting. You can't do much under an autumn leaf, though, so the Fatter Caterpillar sensibly fell asleep, and in his dream he saw, between the paper and the trees where the sun gets through, between the branches to the grass under a leaf on a curving stem, the pseudo fairy tale before the lyric, two actors play beforehand too. How's this? A girl goes by from elsewhere to set street music its cryptic rhythm against another. How you can live to a different beat, an old radio in a hut on a deserted building site, paid little to live and as to writing, well, but between the stations to pick up the possible and go on with that from there. One. She paces up and down the room, lies down, turns, her love brief delicacy in the clammy tropical night, pretends to try to read. Who's that? Pale profile and skeletal light through slats. The wind in the street play-acting along with music. Two. Gantries through fog. Enter the city from the port. Take the imagination along that track, alleyways, streets, where nobody, not yet, chill, collar up. The script, wood pigeons, somehow, wads growing with each breath in your breast pocket. Very popular, very human. Tight cloth in motion over the pelvic rhythm, black. Dark the eyes, too. Swept past with an eye kiss on the street, which they still do in this city, despite which was returned with thanks and best wishes. This music goes like this. Hollows, twists, pauses developing in places you follow, then wonder how it works, wonder where I, or as if sideways, to right, then leans forward into its own danger, against the implications, laughing, back on the radio, the flickering batteries of what I have, pressed and a bit down, well, watching on the site, the tenacious little details of daily getting by, fog interspersing, as, no, some missed, emphasis, counter simultaneous emphases, bustle in the enclave underground, and a ghost from another station. Diverge, the gaps filling with what maybe, who knows, look round you, that blade noticed each elsewhere, the pages, the books, the instances detailed, maybe dances to your ears as one changes understanding, if you can. More music, kitten in the bidet. What did she ever say? Our what really is matter to be expressed, our bright tininess, our understanding's reticulated balances go by in the street on fire. They look at you, look at them. We meet their UI and retreat, parry and plunge, and finally at the band where the waves mesh, we dissolve, where memory and remembered memories diverge and play over the air as the air itself is known to play. Diverging, doing business, getting the knife in deep and clean, preferably into as many as it is possible to line up simultaneously in a good, straight, voluntary and vulnerable file, memory, then suppressing the adrenal twitch to simplify the mind and steady the hand, memory turned hard and true through memory, through life, a package deal, one says. To make a killing, one says. Unpredictable high velocity, confidence in ignorance, to be eaten, hatch in the victim's alimentary canal, laid in the places frequented by any suitable victim species, hatch into minute active larvae. The later stages collide. There are things we meet, they have nothing to do with. Flash, don't let it end. The trees leaf and the leaves shift in the air. Figures and machines are passing by discontinuously through zigzagged strips of sunlight and shadow that inzebriate the street outside the street outside the street. And it strikes me. Glasses, plates, dishes, stray spoons, disorder diminishing, hands warm, racks, shelves, appointed places, the transitoriness of the storm ship. A blurred, recurrent light in mist. My daughter playing, quaint notion of permanence. Successive stabbings at the brain place. Peer through the powerful lens. Beam in, toothache, earache. Everybody home? See, check, but see. Open your head and gather it all in. Detailing the names, faces, circles, railway station, squares, a park, the single rooms, circles, trees, stains on the wall, sunlight on the wall, sunlight through leaves and branches, sunlight on water moving and still, sunlight, somebody combing her hair, somebody singing, whistling, watching herself, shadows, rooms, places, windows, names, rooms, doors. The release is so fine sometimes, sometimes sudden self-anger, sometimes blank falling. I forget the most simple things elsewhere, wherever, my mind elsewhere, taking a walk as if among very many as ifs, very demanding, labyrinthine, but I think lost. Odd, you know, I still meet them in the street, and there seems a new solid film over their features, the mobility calculated now, not quick now with energy, inner, older, masked. I read too much into it, or, well, shifty. They're half thinking the same thing too, him. As to the bankman who'd fallen asleep, balancing a book under a tree beside the windowsill upon which resided our fat, happy, and rather clever caterpillars, fat caterpillar and fatter caterpillar, he woke up when the river, which we forgot to mention, overran its banks and drowned, and all the fish cut all the money. Of course, it was a great and terrible outrage, and the nation mourned. Even fat caterpillar and fatter caterpillar, who'd suffered a change of heart and outlook, paused for a moment in the sunlight, two very bright and beautiful butterflies, as a mark of respect to his memory, on some tulips on the coffin, before moving on. Okay, well, that's a part of a section from Five Freedoms of Movement, which was written in the early 80s and appeared from Galloping Dog Press. I wonder if anybody here remembers Galloping Dog Press in the north of England, great little press. To go to the end of the book, this sampling book, I'll read from another book, which is separate to all the other stuff, Geometric for Gamelan. If somebody could slip me a glass of water, I'd greatly appreciate it, by the way. I'll just read on. Geometric for Gamelan. I hadn't realised that bird phrase from that magpie is quite that of a laying hens too, till now, as languages overlap and slap together, making a music you're too busy trying to catch, to really notice that house you passed last night by chance, for instance, you part grew up in, where cars pass, odd and solid, perfectly timed at the end of the first section. Thank you. Good sense of form. Okay. There's the past, here's the future. A to B, connect, watch this ball. A to B to B to A, slap, tear. When a dandelion's picked, it pops. Its hollow stalk, its white sap, its stark ring, its little laugh. There is so much birdsong in this pocket of presence too. We recommend you stop now and listen to the bow talk. Good. To the blackbird of triangulation, cats and scribal memory, before moving on. Where the page curves into its binding and light pours down from an overhead lamp like that, like this, eyes meet surface, stitch with stitch, text to one side, image to the other, and last, sparks, print, and start again. From this beach here, you can watch a cargo ship come into port, a jet tilt turning to land, a skylark rising in its translucent tube of what could be its flight to vantage and descent along that rippled territorial abstract that descends gently here to you, lost among steel plates, ropes, pulleys, winches, welding cradles, at a bench in a workshop in the shadows at the back of the black glowering factory, I mean foundry of the, well, the imagination, toodaloo. Wind, sand, waves hiss as they make contact with what someone at some stage somehow got to call solidity, some joke, and break and start to slide past that last mark your feet made on the ground again. A quarter past two, what's it to you? Falling together, fissure, monument, and gathered in one before moving on. Good. Writing a little poem for someone directly in that way, something I almost never do, but in this dream, working content into the shade, out of the heat with a light stick in the sand, until a detail in the distance fats and thins where a bird on a far wall tears, the impossible poetry of the closed heart chakra, comes, goes, watching that slight movement in the shade in the morning in hunger, flower edges flare back, so much in whiteness gone. It was rough notes, smooth ideas, and a willowy chorus brought us thus far, dear, writing something for someone directly in the shade, under the moving trees there, in an outburst of description and the absurd, over a flat watercolour on some plaster priming on gauze mounted on cardboard. Is that enough? A little dog bark, two tones, incessant with regular 5-10 intervals. Off, 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 off. Clubbed antennae, coiled proboscis, that's him. A memo is not a gnomon, I always thought, until we got stuck in the airport. 255 material is written on a box on a top shelf. Super value, values you, is printed on a box beside it. Not content with nocturnal flights of the imagination in your tent, I can't really see what you meant. Well, a gnomon fits its moment, nearly, at least. So dark the morning, it could be almost night. That time of year here when it's hard to tell. But tell me, memorable omissions, no mention of aim, mean tones, amen. Label that. Your eyes meet the world in the morning. A box on a shelf, some books, birds, day sound of light rain on a roof, trees moving, distant traffic. Beg a question, get an answer. Goddess of worry, release me. Devil of the arrow of time, let fly. Parallels, diagonals, circles, and bent squares, where are we? Devils of dimension, disimprison me. Flick through your experiential repertoire, see what happens. Listen, forget, get up, I did, you saw. We played. At last. Is that enough? Okay.
Does that mean I should go now? What's the time?
Okay. Now, I'll read this little thing because it's something I never do, really. It is a poem. It's a single poem, and on top of that, it's an occasional poem, which I've never ever done, for the English poet and jazz pianist Roy Fisher, for his 70th birthday. Seven variations on seven random glimpses at page 70 of The Thing About Joe Sullivan and Poems, 1955-1980. Those are books, the books I had to hand when I was putting this together, by Roy Fisher, plus a personal message. It was a tribute to Roy on his birthday. They happened to wit to print it on page 70, I see. Seven variations. One way or another, it should be said that the soft parts are nine distinct reaches of the responsible. The night, continuity not looking quite, it's a long story, and odour drives the society. Go, little book, to the soft parts of the society, and nine distinct drives through odour continuity, looking to be said one way. He's quite distinct, driven. The society reaches the responsible. Another long story, the night. Odour book, said parts. Part looking through continuity, and the way another society is said to be nine books, soft, reaching responsible. Part of the night book and a little story about a distinct continues to be said to be looking society in the eye. Quite. One-way books are the night. Quite distinct, another nine-part ways said looking. Drive, continue, little. Or another way reaches the responsible story through continuity and not looking. One. One way or another, one way or another, one way or another. 3/4 pounds butter, 8 ounces brown sugar, 1 pound oatmeal. Melt butter over a low heat, stir in sugar and oatmeal, press onto 12 by 7 inch greased baking tin, bake gas mark 3 for half an hour approximately till golden brown, when cool, cut to taste. Bring some on a journey.
And I close with...
I was going to close with something from several dances. I might do that. It's something I was working on, but it's too long, too big. Okay. so I'll use this. Yes. Well, it's winter, let me do this. Snow, with no apologies to the more famous Irish poem of the same title. Snow. Snow is one of the best insulators in the natural world. As layers accumulate, the snow matures and forms strata. Warmed by the earth warmed by the earth below, the base begins to lose moisture by flowing off the tiny rays of its crushed crystals to the colder crystals of the snow above. Gradually, an open space is formed, interspersed with crystals of ice larger than those of snow and different in shape, hollow pyramids that fuse together at their tips. Down here, in this latticework of interlocking ice columns, the air is warm, moist, and still. The light that filters through is a pale bluish white. The only sounds are the scamper of little feet or the muffled movement of a predator above. Freezing gales slam into the forest canopy, but down here there is food stored in the forest earth and seldom any need to visit the world above. Sometimes a drizzling rain will thaw the upper snow. When it refreezes as a tough layer of ice, the exchange of gases between the ground and the air above is blocked. Carbon dioxide begins to fill the crystal pathways. When this reaches a dangerous level, the small occupants build ventilator shafts. Weasels and owls are alert to their opportunity in a time of scarcity. Or a passing fox may catch the scent and hear the sounds that signal the presence of a living animal below. Or a deer may break through accidentally with its hooves, causing a little local avalanche. Soon, though, the process whereby the lower layer yields up its moisture to the colder layers above will start again, and in time, the corridors below will be safe again and snug. Thank you very much.